Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show. Manscaped should be sponsoring us. They sponsor every other podcast.
We have some stuff on there.
We have Manscaped?
I don't know if it's Manscaped, but we've had some.
God, I'm looking to trim some hair.
Well, hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean, Charlie's there, and Maddie's there.
Hey, I'm here.
It's podcast number 82 coming right at you. Podcast number 82 brought to you by Fancy Nuts.
I like Fancy Nuts.
Don't forget, and then you know what makes them fancy? No dang peanuts. They don't bulk them out with peanuts.
Right.
Peanuts are filler. And you know what? If you get a peanut in there, that's all you taste.
I'd rather have a peanut than a Brazil nut.
Get out of here. Get up out of that chair and get out of here right now with your damn
dirty, man. I hold my own.
Dirty Brazil nut talk. Talking about eating peanuts in there.
Aren't Brazil nuts the big ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they suck.
They just take a couple bites.
They are kind of mealy. You know what?
They're stupid. They take up room. Anyway.
I will allow that.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'm sorry.
I'm glad that we had this conversation.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
We don't need to start off like that.
Yeah.
Listen, no matter how you feel about peanuts or Brazil nuts, we hope that you'll subscribe and like and don't fight about it. Don't be like us because we didn't mean to fight about it. We don't even really feel that strongly about it. Tensions are a little bit high, and it's because of all the stuff going on in the world. And if I could rewind time, if I had a magic...
Maybe if you could turn back time?
Yeah.
Share.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words about Brazil nuts that hurt you, Maddie.
And you'd
maybe
stay.
Maybe you'd stay. Maybe.
I'm definitely going to show off my rose tattoo on my butt. With my mesh thong.
You get out of here with your rose tattoo on your butt and your mesh thong. Get out of here right now.
Bye. I didn't want to be here anyways.
Did I mention to like and subscribe? Okay. There's a thing going around with the red door and the blue door.
Yes.
Huh?
You hadn't seen the red door or the blue door?
No, is this like a Matrix thing?
It's a choice.
You could either go through the red door and go back and correct every mistake you ever made in your life.
Ooh.
Or go through the blue door and get $10 million. Oh. Think about it.
Blue door all the way.
You go through the blue door and get the $10 million?
Yeah, because I've already made all the mistakes that I was going to make, and I'm okay.
Okay.
Are you?
I mean, I'll be a lot better with the $10 million. And there's no telling what would happen to me if I undid all my mistakes.
You wouldn't be where you are now, I think,
no,
is probably
be
easy.
No, completely different person.
Might have actually gone to law school. That would have been smart.
Was that on the table?
Only because my dad was a lawyer.
Was he encouraging you to go to law school at some point?
Well, it was a possibility as like, hey, what are you going to be with your life?
And I or was what like, are you going to do with your life, maybe?
No, I like the way I said it.
Oh.
This is back to the Brazil nut conversation.
Anyway.
But I still think I'd be better off with $10 million and knowing what I know now. Because what mistakes I made make me the person that I am.
Right. You know? Was your dad crushed when you became a damn dirty DJ and didn't follow in his
I wouldn't say crushed. I think it did take some time to prove that it was an actual job.
Have you done that?
Still
no, I mean, he's still skeptical.
Okay. Charlie, which,
30 years later.
Would you take the 10 mil or would you go back and fix all your stuff?
There's too many mistakes to fix. I'd just take the money.
Yeah. I you know, and I don't look at my mistakes as mistakes per se. You know, I'd definitely take the money. Is there anybody, I haven't looked at the results of the poll. Has anyone said that they would go back and fix their mistakes?
Yeah, some people did. Yeah. You know, just certain things that, I guess it's if you're living with a regret, you might go back and try to fix that. But it absolutely, even if you look at it as a mistake, such as Maddie choosing not to go to law school, me choosing not to go to a huge university and making something of myself. Like, but we wouldn't be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, it's like when people talk about, you know, you got to let your kids make mistakes because that's how they learn. I mean, I think that's part of it. I mean, I think that's how you actually grow as a person, by making mistakes, be it right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you go back and undo them, I can't even imagine if I went back and undid. And then that's the other thing. What do you count as a mistake? Because I've made some bad decisions.
Bad choices, but were they mistakes?
I've made some real questionable calls.
Yeah.
Like what?
Thinking I could drink a pint of Jack Daniels in a night.
That a pint? Bad. That ain't that much. You could probably do that now, no problem.
You're still here, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's not that bad. That's not a bad.
A decent-sized bottle.
A pint? Pint is a pint. Every pint bottle is the same size.
No, and I'm trying to think of, okay, then maybe it wasn't a pint. It was a bigger bottle. I ended up bouncing off walls in my dorm.
Huh.
And then horrifying my poor roommate. That was the same one I peed on.
Oh.
Well, that'd be a mistake.
You would get a different roommate. That would be.
I would say maybe a loft. Lofts are not a good idea. not with me learning how to drink. But I don't know, like, mistake. Okay, well, like, when I wrecked my car, the first car that I wrecked, it was because I was flying to school on a back road and I slid into a tree. Like, at least I wouldn't have gone so fast. Like, would you know what the mistake is that you're about
to
make?
But is that worth $10 million to not wreck that car?
But that's the thing. It's like, it goes back to our time traveling and Scooty the dinosaur. Is that it's like the butterfly effect. So
it
like,
would
if I didn't
absolutely
wreck that car.
Yeah, sliding doors. It would change everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess here's the thing. The people who would go back and change or correct their mistakes, they did some bad stuff, man. They got some serious guilt that they're carrying around if they would rather do that than take the $10 million. Because I could make myself feel real, real good about everything I've ever done for $10 million.
Right, right. I would be able to move on with my life just fine with $10 million.
I don't think I ever did anything bad enough that like, it haunts me to this day.
Oh, I have some of those, but I get through it.
As he's rolling around in his money, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah, they don't haunt me that hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I regret the way I broke up with a girl in college one time.
She don't think about you?
No, I know. Nah. That's the thing.
She's not thinking, oh, God, I wish I could go through the red door and go back and fix things with that guy. I can't remember his name.
God, I still don't understand why that worked as long as it did.
Was that the girl with the Disney toys?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? We learned so much about her. She really made an impact on you.
Only because it's weird to me when I look back that we stayed together. First of all, that she even would want to be with me because I was a real degenerate.
Yeah.
She was real clean cut.
Yeah, but she had a room full of Disney toys and she was nearly grown.
Yeah, so there was a few sprockets loose in there.
Yeah.
Maybe she kept waiting for me to turn into a prince.
Aw.
No.
A real stony prince.
Speaking of stony prince, how about the thing where people are getting stoned to exercise? They say that it motivates them to work out.
That doesn't seem to make any sense to me. However, I do know that today's marijuanas, they have different types. Like, it's not like back in the day where you just got whatever your guy could get for you. Like, there's, what is it, sativa and indica, and, like, one of them lifts you up and one of them
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really enjoying you. You're trying to explain.
Talking like I know what I'm talking about.
And me trying not to jump in too fast.
Please correct me, because I'm only...
What? No,
this is only hearsay coming out of my mouth.
Tell me more. I'm real curious about this.
Isn't there one called Tay-Stick, and isn't there also Hashish?
Hashish.
Now, do those make you work out?
I don't think I've ever gotten high and worked out. I think I've done a lot of other things, but I can't think I've ever wanted to go for a run. Like, that's one thing they were saying. Right. It's like people wanting to, like, it helps them motivate to go to the gym.
And I can't imagine that it motivates you to do anything. I can see how it could help you focus, maybe, so that you're not like me and wandering around the gym staring at machines wondering what to do next.
Back in the day, I have deep cleaned a kitchen. When I was in the restaurant business, like, I have cleaned some stuff.
Well, see, then it works.
I think that the stoners of now are not the stoners that you know. It's what you're thinking of. You know, it's definitely, it's medication now, and it's used differently.
They're not the burnouts.
No. And they're not.
Eddie!
They're not.
No, bye.
And there's a whole different culture to it. You know, they have names for them and they have different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like in states where it's legal, they have stores full of all these different flavors and stuff. It's a whole different thing.
It is overwhelming and confusing. Yeah. So I've heard, because there's so much. You're like, what? Just give me some weed. I don't know.
When I was in San Francisco, I went into one of like the high end shops because I was like, this is fascinating to me, especially because, you know, growing up. It wasn't like back in like your parents where, you know, weed was one thing, but like, you know, everybody smoked pot when I was growing up, but it was the idea that like to go into a store, but then there's a barista, like there's a person, like I was asking him like, so what would you recommend? I've got back pain. Like, oh, well, we got this thing and we do this thing and this strain is good for this. And it's like, this is a magical land of crazy. You know, the craziest thing that I remember seeing was the fact that, I remember seeing an interview with Chong, or maybe it was Cheech.
Get it right.
One of them.
That's racist.
Well, no, I think they were talking to Cheech, and they're saying, isn't it weird that you now have your own strain of weed that you sell, and Tommy went to jail for a bong?
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, he should have waited.
That's classic. Yeah. Well, I was watching a show on Vice, and it was some cooking show where everything had weed in it. And they had this old lady on there. It was somebody's mom. And she had never done it. She'd never smoked, never done anything. And while she's cooking, she's eating the weed, the weed butter or however they're doing it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But she's tasting it. And at some point, she is so stoned. And they're like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm not tired anymore. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm cool. Yeah, everything's great. But they go through several levels, several competitions. And at the end, the winner, the prize was you get a giant joint and a beefcake foot rub. They had this like hunk come out with no shirt on and rub her feet while she smoked a big joint. It's like, what is going on here?
Well, I like that. Isn't one of the judges B-Real from Cypress Hill?
Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes. It was crazy. It's like, this is bizarro world. And all of this is okay. And this is on TV. Well, none of this would have happened back
in
the day.
So I saw this thing that was this machine that you use in your kitchen where you can make infused oils and butters and, you know, like basil infused oil. So that's what I saw it. And I started reading about it because I immediately thought of you guys with your fancy cooking. But the person who wrote the article, the whole reason they bought this machine and tried it out was because they wanted to make marijuana infused butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, so I put my little flowers, you know, THC flowers or whatever they are in the pod and mm-hmm. And it turned out and it was great. And I still got my buzz and it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the other one the other day that Billy Crystal took a bunch of edibles and got an MRI?
What?
No, you didn't see that one?
No.
He was all nervous about getting an MRI, so he went to a dispensary, and the guy was like, here, eat like two of these gummy bears, and you'll feel great. And he's like, well, I wanted to feel, of course, he was like, I wanted to feel marvelous. So he's like, I ate like six of them.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I was starving. And that was the thing where I was like, I don't know if you took the right kind. Like that. Oh, he did say that there was a senior citizen section at the dispensary.
you don't even know him anymore. If you see Billy Crystal, like he was on something the other day doing a cameo, and it was somebody was in theater and he walked up and it was supposed to be like, hey, aren't you impressed with who I am? I had no idea who that was.
Really?
Oh my God. I had no idea that was Billy Crystal.
I haven't seen him in a while. He hasn't done anything.
It was real high.
So Back to School is coming. We went to open house the other night. Went to open house the other night. And I don't know if you're doing this. Did you go to open house with your kid, Maddie?
No.
Okay. Charlie, you went with yours, yes. But you wouldn't be doing this. So we got the schedule and I immediately started doing a Maddie trick and seeing if any of the teachers are hot online.
How dare you?
What are you talking about? You do that with everybody.
I do not. This podcast can be heard by many of those people. The tens of people that listen to us might spread the word. No, I mean, I think it's important when you just have a name and maybe you're curious.
Sure.
About somebody. You need to know who's teaching your children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would know them if we saw them in the hall at open house. We would say, hey, there's Miss So-and-so. But I didn't look up any of the male teachers.
Why not?
You well, need it's to not know. As concerned.
Yeah, they're cool.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're fine.
What about any other, were there any other parents attending?
Yeah.
Did you play the, are you here because you're the only parent who cares, or are you here because you're the only parent?
I did
the only parent.
You know what? I did my do not engage trick.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot. And I still have that thing.
It was hot in the gym where we had to go for ours, too.
Cheese and crackers. And I still have that thing where when I go to school, it's irrational. And I know I shouldn't do this, but I get so scared and nervous the same way.
Because you're a bad kid.
Yeah. I still feel
even that long ago.
I still feel that way. When as soon as I hit the door, as I'm approaching the door, I'm like, oh God, oh my, geez. It's like magnets are pulling me away from the door. And then as soon as my foot gets inside the door and I smell that school smell, I'm like,
See, I'm the opposite. I love it.
Mm-mm.
I love going in there.
Freaks me all the way out. And I start sweating, like really sweating. Mm. And then if it's hot on top of the nervous sweats, I can't be there long. So I know I didn't talk to any of the hot moms.
But were there some?
Oh, sure. Not too many. There wasn't a whole lot of talent. But I didn't stay long because it was hot.
Because it was hot.
And because of my nerves, we met a couple and then we ran on out of there.
Well, so what was different with ours was because it was, you know, because of COVID things, I guess, they made you go to your child's classrooms mm-hmm. and stay there for 20 minutes while teacher kind of told you a little bit about what they expect of your kid in the class. First we went to yearbook class and then we went to math class and then we went to chorus class, but his science teacher wasn't there. But we actually sat in the desks. That was a little strange.
Wait a minute.
What classroom where there was no teacher?
No, we didn't do that. We got to leave for that one.
Wait a minute. Where was the science teacher? Everybody's there for the open house. And what, did they not know?
He didn't care, I guess. I don't know.
We didn't end up, because they, so my kid's going to Page and they were basically like, yeah, you can come and walk your schedule. You'll have hard copies of your schedule. So I asked my kid, I'm like, do you want to go see where your classrooms are? She's like, nah, I got it.
I never, ever remember going to an open house back when I was going to school.
I don't remember it in high school. I remember having to go up there during the day, like to pick up our books. And we went up during the day and picked up our books and got our schedule. And there was like a time you could go, but it wasn't an official open house. Like by high school, it's like y'all are on your own.
You know what's funny is that same day, I drive by it right by St. Pius, and they were clearly having a large scale festival complete with food trucks and balloons.
Oh, wow.
Like they were having a party.
Yeah.
And I was like,
there you go. That's what money will get you.
I didn't get any, there wasn't any memo about us getting any sort of celebration.
Nah, I never knew. But even if they did have those, I wouldn't have gone to them back then. Because as you guys know, what was I doing?
Working.
Causing trouble.
Working. Well, causing trouble when I wasn't working, but mainly working. I was working all through that. I have to admit something to you guys.
What?
I kind of overdid it, and I've had to walk back because I got in over my head, and I caused myself a problem. And I'm
could be
wow,
anything.
You're admitting this out loud?
I'm big enough to admit that I have to stop, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Well, maybe sometimes, but not to the level that I was doing it because I let it get out of hand, and I knew better.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
The Bojangles chicken sandwich.
Yes.
I was just thinking about that today. I wanted to ask you if you were still on that kick.
No. Because
you were doubling up.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday, and I gained 8 pounds. And
already?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, I don't mean it like that, but
and I guarantee you, it was all that because usually
all chicken sandwich.
Yeah, all the new, glorious, incredible, best thing I've ever eaten, Bojangles chicken sandwich. The Bo chicken sandwich is the best thing ever.
Can I admit something to you now?
Yeah.
And I have to say that this is something I never thought I would say, but I can see how you would live off of Costco's chicken salad for a week.
Yeah.
Because I could not stop eating it.
Really?
My wife bought a bunch to take to the beach with her. She took her grandmother to the beach along with her aunt and her mom. Mm-hmm. And she came back with leftovers. And I ate so much of that chicken salad. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Good man. I'm proud of you.
But I could see how you could eat it. And I don't know if I could eat 3 meals a day for, well, you didn't
eat. I don't eat 3 meals.
No.
For 7 days in a row. Well, I guess I could do
it. When you only eat once a day, you can handle it.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
But when I was on the Bojangles, Bo's chicken sandwich, I was sometimes eating two of those a day.
I saw you eating a lunch.
You brought two to work one day.
No.
Yeah.
One.
No, that one day you had two of them because I remember asking you.
Oh, no. It was just one. Okay. I don't remember that. I don't remember you asking
me
that.
Well,
whatever.
I know you were doubling up on them, though.
He was like a shark. His eyes rolled back in his head.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man. You know, you talk about a food buzz. Good God. And I even didn't get that plain. I got that with the pickles and the mayonnaise
and
on.
And you are the mist. You're always like, oh, I don't want to eat that crap.
Yeah.
Even if like no mayonnaise, no tomatoes, no cheese, no nothing.
Take it just like they gave it. And yeah, some days I would have two. I would eat 2 meals that day. And I never have lunch. I always just eat the 1 meal a day. So yeah, I've walked it back. I'm not going to have any more for a while. Can't say I'll never have another one because it's the best damn sandwich in the whole world.
But you got to give it a break.
God, it's so good.
I know, but you can't do it that much in a row.
It can't be the only thing you ever eat.
I know, but I don't know what else to eat now because I got off chicken salad for a while. I was just eating the chicken without the mayonnaise. So
you even scaled back from needing nonstop chicken salad to then just eating chicken.
Roasted chicken on lettuce leaves.
God, you were single-handedly taking out the chicken population.
Oh,
no wonder we have a shortage.
Yeah. I got 2 chickens at home now, so I got to do something. But yeah. So what about, we heard about a guy who had to go to the hospital this week because he was having fun with beans.
Oh, God,
just when you think you've heard it all, this man had to go to the hospital because he had stuck 6 kidney beans into his lower front part.
Well, we're on the podcast, so you can say wing wong.
In his duty do.
I never heard that one, but okay.
His ding dong.
And the deal is, 6 was his new record. He had done this before and had no problem with it. But this time he put extra beans in there and he couldn't get them out. And so he had to end up at the doctor where he admitted this was his thing.
Yeah, and his enjoyment is that
don't go all the way.
Well, they shoot out.
God, no. Now, what I'm thinking is this is a guy who doesn't have a whole lot else going on. This is a guy who
Has nothing else going on.
He's not hanging out with people because you're not in a group setting saying, "Hey, check this out.
See if I got any extra kidney beans."
And do you start with kidney beans or do you start with something smaller?
I feel like the way most...
Kidney beans aren't that small.
This is a tough one to talk about because I'm wondering how far I go into what I may have seen and heard over the internet. I
this
feel
is
like
true.
With anything, you start small and then you build up to it. So it may have been a black bean or a pinto.
Are they smaller?
I mean, you're just sitting there in your house.
Well, they're smaller than a kidney.
Well, a lentil is something I think of as a small bean.
But I guess if it's too small, then it's harder to... I almost wonder if it's harder to get out if it's a smaller bean.
But that's... What we're talking about is someplace where nothing is ever supposed to go.
No.
You know? I've been in the hospital in a situation where I had to have a catheter a few times. And I remember the last time I was in there in that situation, I told them straight up, right off the bat, do not give me a catheter. I do not want a catheter no matter what. I don't care what it takes for me not to have one. And they're like, okay, cool. And I laid in that hospital bed for 3, 4, 5 days. And what happens is you reach a point of atrophy where you just can't pee. It just sits there and it won't do it. And so the little nurse was in there and I was in so much pain and it wouldn't do it. And I was like, God, I know I said not to, but I'm going to have a catheter. And so she takes that little, you know, what do they call the little end of that? But the thing was,
it's the worst.
She ran that down in there, and when it hit where it was supposed to hit, she went, I was like, yay for you.
Was it yay for you too?
I mean, in a way, but damn, you think about how awful that's like, that is straight hell on earth. And this guy's doing it for fun. Over and over.
I mean, I have no idea what this is all about, but I can't imagine that it's a good idea.
I will just say that there is a lot of weird kink out there. And so that part wasn't the most surprising. It was just the fact of there was another one, like another TikTok video where someone got something else stuck somewhere and was at the hospital.
Well, they do that all the time.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, you know, and that would be the thing. Like, I would love to sit down with an ER nurse and talk about, like, what are the weirdest things you found in the weirdest places? I mean, you see those x-rays every once in a while. Yeah. Like, there's a Buzz Lightyear.
A flashlight, a wrench. And those are all in the same guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Is it? I mean, really?
No, it's not neat at all.
There needs to be a hotline. Like, are you thinking of putting a wrench in your butt? Call now.
Can you imagine?
Put down those kidney beans.
But think about this. Think about the panic moment where you realize that you can't get it yourself. And like, I'm going to have to tell somebody about this and I'm going to have to do something about it. Like,
you should have thought about that before you put it in
there. But then also think about the fact that this poor person now... us three idiots are talking about him on a podcast. Like, it got so far, not only did they go to the hospital, but it made the news. Like,
yeah.
It made what we like to call prep sites.
Well, now it's worldwide.
National news.
There's no question it's worldwide.
Like, that would be the worst. It's one thing you get something stuck in your wing, but it's another thing to be like, hey, in the news today.
Well, now it's, you know, it's in all languages.
Yeah.
It's like what you see a montage of this story in like the languages of the world.
So now to go back to our first conversation, red door or blue door on that one?
I think he's choosing the red door.
I don't know. With $10 million, you can get a lot of beans. So our guy Jordy LaForge is officially not going to be the Jeopardy host. They chose Michael Richards, not the one who was
not Kramer.
And they chose Blossom. Blossom is going to be doing like offshoot shows and stuff like that. And even further, when LeVar Burton was hosting, he got the lowest ratings of any of the guest hosts who did it.
Yeah, but they said it was on against the Olympics.
But the Olympics had the worst ratings of any Olympics.
Olympics ratings were bad, too. I, of course, did not watch any of it, but I did see a friend post that she had big expectations for him and she wasn't impressed.
That's what I heard, too. I had somebody, a friend of mine, say that they didn't like the way he responded to the contestants when somebody got something wrong, that he, like, overdid it.
Oh.
Like, instead of, you know, Alex, of course, the king, he would just say, no, sorry, and move on. That Jordy would stop and go, Charlie, that kind of stuff,
yeah,
and spend like too much time too much on it. Yeah.
So. Oh, side note, speaking of Alec, I saw that movie Free Guy, and he had that cameo in it. It came on, it was like, aw.
How'd you like that movie?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Did you love it just because of Ryan Reynolds, or was it actually a really good movie?
No, I liked it, but I mean, I'm pretty much a stand for Ryan Reynolds, but you know, it's the kind of humor that I like, and it was the kind of action movie that I like, and it was a great summer kind of movie.
Spoiling anything, do you know that they had to rewrite the ending of that when Fox and Disney merged?
Only that there were things that I noticed that they were able to use.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely, there was a cameo and there was some references, including the music that went along with it, that myself and the boy are thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah. They had an ending for the movie that was the movie was already done and the ending was written and everything was shut, you know, case closed. And then when Fox and Disney merged, they said, oh my God, we can do this and 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 this.
Let's have more of our stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could reference some Disney stuff that they weren't able to, they probably wouldn't have been, they would have gotten mightily sued for otherwise. But
isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, it was good. I really did dig it. It was actually, it was a good reason to go back to the movie theater. Like, there's a couple ones, you know, like that movie Dune is coming out on the obviously the redo.
I couldn't sit through Dune, the original.
Nah.
But so the new version's coming out in the theater and on streaming. And the director said, like, you know, you can watch it both ways, but it was shot, I mean, specifically to be a big screen movie. So, but there's other ones like Free Guy only was movie theater. And then, of course, that did well. Whereas, like, what was the other one? Oh, Suicide Squad came out on both. And everyone's like, it didn't do great in the theater. Well, it's because it was on. Like, I watched it at home.
Yeah, that's what Scarlett Johansson's big lawsuit is about.
Yeah.
Is it did better at home than in the theaters, and she's not making money off of that.
I mean, I still love watching a movie at home, but that it was fun to go to the movies and sit there and eat my popcorn. And
out of my,
you could tell they're using up old stock. When I got a large popcorn at the Regal up on Northline, and they gave it to me in a Peter Rabbit 2 tub.
Oh,
like, this Easter, Rabbit 2. And
no,
I'm like,
they probably got all those.
Yeah, no.
And then couldn't use them because everything shut down right around Easter last year.
But I got it because I was like this weird, I was like, what? And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen now? With the mask mandate for Guilford was supposed to have gone into effect, and it kind of did, but they can't enforce it. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they got to push it back till the 29th or something like that, till like
26th 10
days?
Or something.
Whatever,
because, yeah, they had to push it 10 days because they didn't give people enough time to plan or something like that.
It's fine. I mean,
but anyway, the point is we're kind of back where we started, and the last thing we want to see is everything closed down again.
No.
No, and that's what's frustrating. It's like, we did this already.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, if it's easy enough just to do masks and then we, you know, that if that wraps up some of this, then, you know, I'm all for it. And again, it's like, it's no big deal. I started wearing the mask at the gym again, as much as I hate it, but it's like, forget it. You know, I'll do it. And if it helps, great. You know, even if you are, and that's the problem. It's like, even if you are vaccinated, it can you can still get it.
I was looking at stuff like that concert for New York that's coming up this weekend, that Welcome Home concert on the Great Lawn. Which was supposed to be, there's a certain number of tickets that were free for that, you know, Bruce Springsteen and Elvis Costello. There's the list goes on and on. The people who are playing that
Paul
show,
Simon, I think is doing it.
Yeah. Huge show. And there were a certain number of free tickets that they were releasing every week. And then you go in and you look at the ones that are for sale, $4,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. For one in one of the VIP areas. And I was thinking, good God, what if they have to cancel that? And I don't think they're gonna. I mean, it's in a couple days now.
But, you know, that's what's interesting. So it's funny because my kid is just texting me about wanting to have a friend come over. And I was like, oh, well, she was at the, I know that her dad took her to the Grateful Dead show. And she said that the friend they had to show proof of vaccination to get in.
Oh, good.
So, and I think that's going to be part of it. And that opens up a whole nother debate. But at the same time.
Can you imagine that at a Dead show, having to show
Isn't that weird, though?
Those hippies running around at the merch tent? Like, hey, man, do you want a veggie burrito? Let me see your vax card.
Don't take the brown ass.
Yeah, man. Those guys running around freaking out doing their dance.
But then again, if you think about it, who's at risk? The Dead. They're a very at-risk group, except, well, John Mayer's the youngest.
But, yeah.
But anyway, like, I think that as long as we kind of tighten up a little bit and they do some of this stuff, then we won't like, they saw the Panthers have to, they just announced that they're, you know, they're still moving forward with fans, but they have to have masks on any of the indoor areas.
It's right, like, on. But cool. All right. Well, be safe, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Stay away from the dang peanuts and your nuts mix. Go for the fancy.
Stay away from the Brazil nuts, though.
What did I tell you?
Pick them out. Just pick them out. They're fine.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Another podcast, hopefully next week. You know, this is crazy. You're not even going to believe this. Here's progress for you. We got a brand new phone system in here that's supposed to fix all of our phone problems, and I could not get the phone calls recorded to play them on the podcast.
We can't access anything.
Yeah, we can't even get to the phone calls for the podcast. So next week, hopefully we'll have it fixed.
Please call us. I mean, we can't wait to hear what you say eventually.
Yeah, we had calls for this podcast, but I could not get them. So don't feel like Maddie, you know, caused you not to be on the podcast.
It wasn't
you,
me.
You will be on it. So call 336-373-0987 anytime. We will get this thing fixed. You can check us out at 987simon.com. Listen to the radio show. We're the Get Up Show. We're on Simon every weekday morning. Charlie, any final thoughts?
Before you grab those kidney beans, think, do I want to have to go to the hospital for this?
Oof. Get a smaller bean.
Don't use beans.
Do you want us to talk about you?
Yeah.
Maddie,
there are other ways.
Final thought, Maddie.
I'm going to grab a handful of gummy bears and go do some bench pressing.
Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.